Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM. And to my right we have...
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire.
Neo playing Jarwin Triot, the human flame dancer bard who likes lots of stuff and doesn't like a lot of other stuff.
Will playing Nath Vendikar, the mist monk.
Double meaning. Hi, this is Jason playing Tam Westcrown, exhilarated by her apparent victory.
Curtis playing Ronan.
And Peter playing Meta, who is out of level 2 spells.
I'm just glad you got it right this time.
Hey, again. That's 9 in a row.
Man, I think you've got the good habit developed now.
He's on a streak.
He got a haircut. He's good now. It's not weighing down his brain anymore.
Wait a minute. Jason had something.
I'm going to divert. I'm going to say I think Pete may have gotten more right than he's gotten wrong at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so screw y'all.
No, but I wanted to give a shout out because I got a couple fun emails today from YouTube. I'm going to say thank you to The Comical Canadian for giving us our first YouTube comments, and they were both nice comments. So, thank you, Mr. Canadian. It's true. They are all nice.
Yay!
Canadian comic.
Thank you, The Comical Canadian fellow, lady, whichever you might be. Thank you.
I think it's so cool we have people listen to us in Canada, eh?
Eh.
Eh, Hosery.
You know why they talk like that, right?
Eh?
It's how they teach them how to spell the country.
C-A-N-A-D-A. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice to have that one person that enjoyed us for a while.
Next comment's going to be fucking racist assholes.
That's the best fishing in North America, man.
Now that we've alienated our one Canadian listener. Thanks.
We got like 5.
Oh, all right.
According to Podbean.
Sweet.
Cool. Right. And for any people listening in Sweden, we'd like to hear from you, too. Even if it's in Swedish, we can get translators. It's fine.
Yeah, it's called Google.
Translators.
Right. Translators.
Trans lasers.
Yeah. Lasers.
Trans lasers.
They're actually not lasers. They just identify as lasers.
Yeah. They're actually particle beams, but they identify as lasers. That's correct.
Yeah. Trans lasers. So now that we've solved that, let's go ahead and move on here.
Hey. We don't play Starfinder here. What are you doing?
What? We don't. What? Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. We're playing the...
not today, Mark.
get out of here.
We're playing Serpent Skull over here.
Yeah, we're playing the Adventure Path Serpent Skull by Paizo Publishing.
Don't mess with my face.
Awesome, man.
Paizo Publishing.
What was that?
I have no idea.
What was that?
That's their new theme song.
Jingle, yes.
Ode to Paizo.
Ode to Paizo.
Okay. On a serious note, Neil, watch your head because that cabinet's open.
Yeah, don't stand up too quick.
I tried to shut it and I thought I latched it, but evidently I didn't.
Yeah, it's got a little weak secure.
You can't,
there you go.
You can't lose any more IQ points, brother.
Yeah, we can't have you out of the podcast for another several months.
That or worse, it stands up and he bumps his head and it fixes him.
Fuck it.
We'll just have our
set, some assistance.
We'll have our set director get that. Oh wait, we don't have one of those.
Hey, new position for opening here. Set director.
You know, I was listening to another podcast, which we won't mention right now, but they're a lot more famous and make a lot more money than we'll ever probably do. Uh-huh. But they hired a new position, the rules lawyer, and
yes.
I'm like, well, fuck, we don't need one of those. We've got Jason
and Neil.
And Neil. Yeah, it's Neil.
Oh wait, there's a guy over here too, Pete.
This was even funnier than the first time it got brought up.
Yeah.
Leonard and Ock, rules lawyers.
Nice.
For all your rules needs. We kill the fun. So you don't have to.
Speaking of rules lawyering, our good friend Jason here discovered that my flight hex was eroded, and you can't actually use it on people beside yourself.
Well, wow. Let's go ahead and ignore that, because that's lame.
Well, it's canon now. I mean, we've already done it.
We can edit it out. It's fine.
We've done it.
Your flight hex is
forget
what?
About it.
Paizo eroded it, so it can only be cast on myself.
It's personal.
He said
errata.
I was not getting that either. I thought he meant that Meta had to be naked in order to fly.
No. I don't want to see that skin shit. That skin shit anymore. I've had it once. No more.
That was the other edition with that. That addition of only being able to cast on yourself, you must also be naked.
Skyclad, just like real witches, you know. I'm so glad to be back.
I was going to say, how you guys doing?
I'm gonna go back and defend myself against the...
Oh, I knew that was
I guess they killed themselves. Kills all the fun. I'd like to point out, like, I have to edit this, and I have to sit here and listen to, like, well, that got screwed up, but I didn't say anything. Well, they screwed that up, but again, I didn't say anything.
So you know how to hold your tongue is what I'm
I try, hearing. You know, when okay. it's going to be, you know, just a pain in the ass. I only try to chime in when it's important.
Well, you know, one of these days we'll get people at home actually writing in and sending emails and stuff and
going, you guys screwed this rule up.
Hate mail.
And I'm fine with that.
We already get some comments, but I just tend to ignore them if they're not beneficial.
Yeah, because rule of fun, damn it.
I'm fine with that.
It's not always real. It's like your shocker lizard fight.
Yeah.
How you changed how their ability worked three times in the same combat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was I drinking?
Why? We know you not.
No. Cheers, everybody.
I don't drink while I drive, goddammit. Or while I'm sleeping. Okay? I don't drink all the fucking time.
That's when we start our own batterata.
It's called house rules.
House rules.
House rules!
Amen.
Which, by the way, is also one of Dead Gentleman's better YouTube series, if you ever want to check that out.
I'm not familiar yet.
It's very funny. You should know Dead Gentleman because they do The Gamers, and Gamers 2, Gamers 3, Journey Quest.
Yeah, yeah. I viewed all of that. I just didn't realize the Dead Gamer, or Dead, say it again.
House Rules.
Oh.
Yeah. It's one of those ones you watch, and then about halfway through, you begin to realize kind of what's happening. And then at the end, you're just like,
Yep.
Oh, I get it. Those guys, the Dead Gentleman Productions, the whole cast of the Gamers and stuff, every one of them I've got to meet pretty much at Gen Con has just been awesome people to get to know. They'll talk to you. They'll hang out. You know, they really are just down-to-earth people, man. They're a lot of fun. They would definitely drink beer with you, but not at Gen Con because they don't allow it inside the dealer hall.
Yeah,
I got to talk to one in 2013 about Journey Quest, and I was like, you know, are you guys ever going to do like a compilation DVD? Maybe when like Journey Quest 4 comes out, and they're like, oh, that's ambitious. And guess what's getting ready to film this summer?
Journey Quest 4.
Journey Quest 4, as long as they don't get quarantined.
Yeah. Oh, overseas? Are they filming overseas?
No, they're in Washington State.
Oh,
well, they stay away from that nursing home, they'll be okay.
There was a soft quarantine that put into effect in Seattle, correct?
That I don't know. I know I got an email from them yesterday talking about if Washington State goes into quarantine, they probably won't be able to film because they don't have the money and their cast members won't have the time. So there's like listing different options like, what would you rather we do? Film the whole season with puppets? Do it as an audio drama? I'm not joking.
Were they doing a Facebook poll or what?
Puppets would be hilarious.
Backers poll.
Oh, okay.
I would enjoy it.
Speaking of Paizo also, like we were earlier, I saw on there that the blog, they said that the staff from Paizo itself will not be attending any cons for the foreseeable future because of the coronavirus.
Mm.
Oh, man, they're not going to make it to Farmageddon. Shucks.
Damn, darn it.
Maybe some year.
Which, I am glad to say, the folks here at Shield Bash are coronavirus-free.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
We'll find out in 14 days. Let you know. I feel fine. I'm fine.
Well, fellas, you know what? This time it hasn't been so long.
That cough has been getting worse since you got back from China.
Yeah, I've stopped ordering anything from Wish.
Yeah. No Alibaba in my house.
Right.
I have stopped the allowing of the wife and kids from popping bubble wrap. The house.
Yep. Jesus.
All that air comes from China, you know?
Bubble wrap has been weaponized.
Biological warfare, bubble wrap style.
That would be an incredibly effective way to suddenly affect a lot of countries.
just
whoever's thinking this out there and has an evil mind, you're welcome.
Don't worry, I'm cutting that out of the episode.
We don't want to give the terrorists any more ideas. Thanks, Will.
Yeah.
Mark will go to work. Who shipped all this bubble wrap here?
I will be sending that part of the episode to the FBI, however.
They already know.
The female body investigators?
Too late.
What's that going to do?
Well, you're the guy that wore that t-shirt.
No, I never had one, but I had a friend. I had a few friends that did.
But hey, you know, it's been a lot less time since last recording as this recording.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Seemed longer for me.
Sorry, Mark.
Actually, about the same time.
Pay attention. I'm just wondering if anybody had anything interesting happen in their lives personally, and if they do, if they want to share. Because we had some big breakthroughs last couple episodes. Will had an appendectomy, for example. Pete's wife is pregnant. Anything big like that?
Somebody thought I was trying to look like Fidel Castro at Walmart.
Nice.
Brutal.
Because I wear a military-style hat because they're bigger than ball caps. Yeah. And I have a beard that's curly.
Yeah.
And long, flowing locks of brown that feather back nicely.
And I'm 6'4" and obviously of northern European descent.
Yes, and he wasn't tan or smoking a large cigar.
It was probably the totally looks armpit like, hair.
Yeah.
Sweater. I was just out of work.
I wasn't talking about your hair. I was talking about your clothing.
What?
You never heard anybody say, like, that guy wears a sweater? Referring to his body hair?
Because he's furry?
I was making
a
joke.
No. Oh, wow. I've never heard anybody say that.
I've heard that a lot. I've heard that a lot.
Jason's not furry, though.
It was a joke, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
Good Lord. Fidel Castro was known to have been very furry.
Ah.
And, okay. And Neil is projecting, too. He's pretty freaking furry.
I'm also very furry.
Hey, so was Robin Williams, so.
Yep.
God rest his soul.
Yep. May he rest in peace.
I've been playing Will's Switch a whole lot since he let me borrow it.
What do you think of
Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, that.
It's a lot of fun.
Switch. That's the portable?
Yeah.
Well, it's also it's a console Nintendo. And portable.
Yeah.
Yep.
New Nintendo console.
Which is why it's so convenient, because when the kids want to watch TV, I can just pull it out of the the adapter and keep playing.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Okay,
And then whenever you're done with the Switch, I've got the Wii for you. You can play all that stuff too.
I appreciate that. It's
like Master Quest.
It's going to be a little bit because Will was like, "Oh, you should play Fire Emblem too," and so I'm gonna.
Which Fire Emblem?
Have you looked at that at all?
I mean, I've seen the icon.
It's
it's turn based like Final Fantasy.
I still need 700 Korok seeds, so it's going to take me a bit.
That's fair. It's three houses, Neil.
Oh, okay.
The newest one.
I've seen some people play it. It looks pretty cool.
I enjoyed it. I didn't get all the way through it yet, but I'm looking forward to finishing it off at some point.
Yeah, Jason.
Hey,
I'm not worried about it.
He did not give me any time limit, but he knows that he can have back as soon as he asks.
I've also had several months that I haven't played it and could have. So,
but also have to get through our two-hour episode from previous, because we were not going to split that fight up further, damn it.
Hell
we got it done.
Speaking of which, why don't you tell the folks what happened?
//, miss, punch, sing, episode dance. Recap.
Fog.
Fog, //, stab,
song
stab.
Of fiery gaze.
And, we, sans Artemis, defeated all of the known enemies in the camp.
Also, a lot of, angry Chuck Norris noises.
Yeah, I tell you what, Will, it's great to play a character when you can roll great, right?
It's great to just hit things, eventually.
Yeah.
That was pretty bold. Walked right up to the biggest, baddest cannibal. Said, uh-uh.
Don't worry, next level, my bard song goes from a +1 to a +3, so you won't be missing me as much.
I love that.
And their armor won't go up at all.
Yep.
Yeah, my thought process on that is,
probably
well,
go up one or two, maybe.
I could either wait for them to get through to this side of the mist, and they're going to be able to hit me, or I could go in there, and maybe they won't hit me.
Paid off in the end.
Yeah, that, smoke combat was pretty fucking effective, right, Pete?
Yes.
It was a good plan, right?
Good job, guys.
Good job controlling the battlefield.
What episode was that we first started the combat? 33?
34?
No,
because
this is 38, so...
6.
35.
37, 36, 35.
35, okay. So it only took us 35 episodes for Pete and I's plan and character development to work.
And for the listeners and the GM, we still have about 9 minutes and 28 seconds
left of the fog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great. It'll
give us time to catch our breaths and chat. Because like I was saying, Tam has a theory, and it's not a very positive theory.
Okay.
Okay. You going to share it or just keep it bottled up?
Well, last time I didn't use my character voice, you flipped out on me. So let's... we could do it in character if you guys want.
Well, are we going to get started and then do it in character? Don't do it out of
where
combat
we left
here.
Off, yeah.
I was over there with Will. Will took a picture. He can set it up.
We were all relatively over there. Combat was over, so.
Yeah.
That's already, but.
Well, you were taking pictures like every round, weren't you? Yeah.
Where you guys want me to come in at?
Put you on the other side of that building for right now.
Over here?
Yeah, somewhere right in there. We're just going to say you were off fighting something else.
Where the skeletons were?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
I mean, he was with us when we burned down the house.
Yeah.
He just moved off camera, that's all.
So from where I'm at, I can see the fog. The mist that you made, Meta. And then I start to try to look into it, and I couldn't see because I was outside the sound of your voice. But as I move closer, then I start to miraculous. I'm like, this is so cool. I can see right through the mist. Hey, look, there's Jawin, and there's Meta. And, oh, did you see? Good shot, Will. He hit that right.
Who's Will?
Yeah, who's Will?
Yeah.
That's Nath.
That is Nath. I'm so sorry. Okay.
There's a lot of mistaken identity.
You also
going
see
on
a very large fire as we've set the witch's hut on fire.
Yeah, that's what drew my attention was the flames above the mist.
But now you can see it through the mist.
Yes, and it's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty warm actually.
Well, but I mean, it's neat that I can see.
All right. Well, as fun as this is, anyone want to help me cut some throats?
Oh, right on.
Is that really necessary?
Pick their heads.
I'll explain in a moment. And Tam starts cutting throats.
Meta, remember we had that discussion last time. Some people just need killing. And these blokes here, they all need killing.
Oh, it's not even that. Tam will talk while she's like going through and trying to find bodies and slit throats. So I've got two things to kind of bring up. One of them's about the camp. The other one is about this island. You guys know that out in the ocean, there's the ghost shark things that appear?
Yeah.
Yeah? You know how the shocker lizards, they seem to, like, their abilities seem to change every now and again.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was after dinner that the snakes appeared. And now these guys, they're much more difficult to fight than they have ever been previously.
Are you thinking that we've got the wrath of God?
No, I'm thinking that all these things happen at nighttime.
So there's, like, a magic... Something going on in this island, is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's something magical going on. It also rains at exactly 2 p.m. every single day. So I'm thinking there's something, an additional effect at night that's what keeps changing things. So, yes, it's nighttime. I want to kill them.
Okay.
And don't forget the skeletons.
What about them?
Yeah. Well, if someone raised the skeletons, then... If we don't make sure these guys are dead,
should we take their heads so they can be resurrected as skeletons?
I'm thinking so.
I'm just thinking here.
Or we burn them in that big building that's
absolutely
on fire.
Fire is a very efficient means.
Cleansing. Yes,
it's clean. Right. It's an acceptable way to dispose of the bodies.
Well, yeah, sounds
it's kind of like eating those Sogavo demon peppers. Very cleansing.
We'll pat down the bodies and then toss them into the fire.
Yeah, it's
yep.
There we go.
I'm with you.
I'm ready to write when you are GM.
So search and burn,
starting with the big red.
Search and burn.
All right, big red. He has the nicest scimitar on the island. Everybody else has the broken condition. He has his masterwork, and it's plus one.
So it's plus one, not masterwork.
Well, actually,
shut up.
Because this work is included in the plus one.
Correct.
It has to be one
the other. Any of you guys use scimitars?
May not so much.
I think I can, but I kind of like to punch things.
I mean, a kid, but I'm better with my knives.
Yeah. I mean, I can, I'm pretty sure.
Is a scimitar lighter than your current sword?
No.
Tam.
He also has a heavy wooden shield, and now I'm kicking myself because I wanted him to do a shield bash on Nath.
So, I'll take that shield.
You want to do it now?
Too late.
Ronan, yes, it doesn't really matter. I prefer my short sword. It's what I'm better at.
Your short sword's better anyways, isn't it?
Yeah, even if it wasn't, I have to choose weapons for my finesse training, mm-hmm. and I've chosen short sword to take my damage, cool. So... I wouldn't be able to use dex to damage with it.
I'll happily take that shield.
I was thinking, do you dual wield?
No.
Okay. Any of you guys have an interest in a buckler?
Maybe. Because I don't have one. My buckler is with my stuff, so not much. I could use it for now.
Your buckler's huge.
You want that heavy wooden shield, Meta.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I'll hand the buckler over to...
You have a heavy wooden shield, and Jarwin already has your buckler. We did that before we came through.
Did we?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Because Ronan had a bunch of gear in his pack from somewhere, so...
Oh. All right, then. We can just cut all that out, then.
Okay. He also had a red pearl amulet, Anybody want to appraise?
Detect some magic.
Does it look the same as the others that we have?
This one looks nicer. I'm just going to guess off the top of my head. I can't remember.
Is it magical?
It is not.
I got 21 on appraise.
I got 21 on something. It's not magical, so it doesn't matter.
All right. It's worth roughly 500 gold pieces. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's what I was going to say. So how much is it worth there, Tim?
About 500.
Okay. That's so, yeah, it's 10 times as nice as the others.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought theirs were like 50.
He was the big cheese, so to speak, here. So, you know, stands to reason that he would have the best loot.
You have some cheese?
And you've got all this written down, right? No.
Yes.
Neil.
So, you have presumably defeated all these cannibals. You have stripped them of anything worth of value. You have burned the bodies. What do you wish to do now?
What did we get from all the other bodies?
Do you even remember how many there were?
I do.
I'm going to guess 13 or 14.
It was 13, including the big guy, I believe.
Right, so 12 more cannibals, yeah.
Yes.
So they all had broken scimitars. They all had red necklaces as well, worth 50. And they all had 5 javelins each. And, of course, a loincloth.
I don't want the loincloths.
Tim will eventually speak up again. All right, so there could be more cannibals in the camp, keep in mind. Mr. DM, did we fight male and female cannibals?
You did.
Okay. But my biggest concern is more of like finding some form of undead, specifically if some sort of spirit or ghost, because according to the previous journal, Nila Tiati, whoever took control of the original crew and the corrupt life after, speaks of undead, and generally speaking, if they've still got some sort of personality, that usually means like a ghost or something, I think. So I think we should probably proceed with caution regardless.
As a player note, we had one round left on my fast healing 4, so if you are missing any hit points, heal up that 4.
So one round of fast healing and 8 more rounds of fog?
No.
8 more minutes.
30 minutes. 38 minutes and like 50 seconds.
The fog's going to be there for a while.
It was a dark and foggy night.
Yep.
I'll have to agree with Tam. I mean, we know that there's skeletons right over there, and we know that they just don't spring spontaneously from the ground. I mean, I guess they could, seeing as how the spirit's out in the water, but we're quite a bit inland, and usually that stuff like stays where it's closer to.
The water's right there.
Right, but the skeleton's are way over here behind us.
But we killed that one chick in her bed.
The witch?
Yeah. She was some kind of caster. Maybe she's the one that created these undead.
It's possible.
That's what I was thinking, too, but it could be someone else entirely.
I'm more worried about finding more undead.
And maybe the real boss man.
Or even just more cannibals that didn't come and investigate, and then didn't come and investigate the people who came to investigate, since we've been burning bodies for 10 minutes.
I mean, do we really think that lady, I mean, whether, you know, ugly, old, and shriveled as she was, I don't think that's the one that the captain was talking about in his journal, because that was over, like, you know, 50 years ago, right? I mean, right, wasn't it?
She could have
longer than that, I think. Old.
Well, yeah.
They say undeath, you know, it corrupts the body.
Right, but what I'm saying is that lady wasn't near evilly, I guess is what I would call it. I mean, she didn't just have that aura of nastiness that I have been known to feel around necromantic peoples.
Well, I think I have a good way of testing this theory. Let's explore the rest of the camp.
Sounds good.
Good plan.
Still need to find my stuff, too.
Yes, yes. Well, for that being said, we should probably start with the building that you were kept in.
Yeah, that would sound good.
All right, I'm for that.
It's not a building. It's more like a corral.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Golden Corral. We can stock up yellow, on some stock up on some food over there, too. It's not very good, but it's lots of it.
Actually, I think he was the food that was stocked in the Golden Corral.
I don't want any people food.
Yep.
I'm not eating anything around here unless it's like a piece of fruit off a tree or something.
You sure you don't want any more crab?
What do you want to check out first?
Crab meat, snake meat, I don't know, whatever we've got in the bag.
Well, V5 is between us and the corral, so...
V5.
When we step out kind of into the middle of the camp, does anybody else pop up and be like, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah? Nope. Do we just move approach in silence?
Where was the fog again?
Behind us.
Okay. Nope. Nobody pops up on out to attack you yet.
Okay.
There'll be no popping.
So V5. That is a building made out of bamboo, driftwood. The entrance has that beaded, or in this case, shelled curtain that you walk through. It's good ventilation. And when you get around to the door...
You want to take it? You're better at this than I am.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'll creep up. Is the door locked or latched?
It's not even a door. It's just curtains.
It's just open. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I will take one of my knives and I will very carefully pull it back while waiting to stab someone if they come out of the room at me.
Okay. So
how do I do that? What do I see in there?
This appears to be some sort of a storeroom. Oh, look. What's that over there? It looks like it might be Jarwin's junk.
No, that's over here.
And he's got pants on, so we're not looking at that.
Sounds like the name of a store.
Right.
It is.
This hut is used to store tools, food. You see...
Jarwin's a tool.
Hanging up along the back wall there.
While he was here.
You see what a bunch of things hanging from... Like Hooks. A rope that's strung across, you know?
Like a clothing line?
Sort of, yeah. Closer inspection. Oh, they were making jerky.
People jerky.
That's unsettling.
Yeah.
Who wants some people jerky?
Gonna pass. Hard pass on that.
Meadow, you want some people jerky? You do some gross shit.
She doesn't want to eat people. She's
don't
not,
know.
I mean, just because her skin comes off does not mean that she wants to eat people jerky.
It doesn't mean she doesn't.
What if we feed them to the snakes?
No.
No, we don't want them to get a taste for human flesh.
Yeah,
they
don't really that'd be terrible.
I did.
Especially on this magical island.
Give them to death.
Can you imagine what would happen if they got like magically imbued by some weird power like we've been experiencing? After eating people meat?
Tim thinks back to the gigantic 12-foot snake they fought like day one on the island and just goes, yeah, I think I can picture that.
Yeah.
Did we find anything else useful besides all of...
Several jugs of water.
Hard pass on that, too.
No. Yeah. Tam will test it.
Before Tam tests it, Meta will cast Purify Food and Drink on it.
There you go.
That's better.
Tam slaps her forehead like, duh. Duh.
If it was brew, it's not anymore.
That's pretty much it in here. No takers on the jerky, huh?
I have my stuff.
No, I'm just going to take all Jarwin's stuff.
That's not very nice.
Does he have anything shiny?
Yeah, actually.
Just my personality.
Tam hands you the stuff and says, I believe there was word of some armor swap.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint.
What were we doing again?
You already have chainmail, yes.
Yep.
And Ronan found some somewhere to give you.
Yep.
And so you said that I could have that suit once
you
go. All right, thank you.
Jarwin will take off his chain shirt and give it to... Apparently I'm going to dance while I do it.
I thought you were dancing. Always dancing.
Not always.
No.
I do have to sleep and do other things, you know. It's a different
like
kind of
drinking.
Dance. Leave it alone.
Can't do it while you're driving. Can't do it while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then I'm going to get my cestus back out.
Oh, yeah.
Put it back on my hand and say, hey, I don't want this scimitar anymore because I have my cestus.
I'll put it in the back.
Cestus is bestest.
Yeah, it is, especially when it's silver.
I thought you had a dagger.
I have a dagger and a
Ooh.
Cestus. Got to make sure I cover all the damage types, you know?
Ooh.
As a bard, you know, I don't have a bite attack, so, you know, two weapons,
nope.
That's the best I can do.
Not with this build.
Why not?
Because I'm not playing a race that has access to a bite attack. You know, that's pretty much what it boils down to.
This time.
Jarwin will just sing him to death.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
What's the next closest building here to us? It's dark. It's hard to see.
The corral.
The very next thing to the east?
I have the ever-burning torch out, by the way.
Oh,
so
that's
we have
bad.
Light.
To the west, yeah, is the... it's kind of all one mini compound there. You've got to the far west and south... The refuse pit, which you've already explored a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that fun?
I just tightrope walked across it while dancing and making Garth Brooks throwback song.
References.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks.
Yep, that was a muddy pit of human waste. Directly connected to that is the prisoner pen. open sky, muddy yard. That's where you found Jarwin. It's fenced in by bamboo and driftwood. Numerous stakes driven into the ground.
Are there any prisoners here now?
Nope. There was a Jarwin, but yeah, you took care of that.
They're the people jerky, and then the skeletons are probably their bodies.
Could be. That's a good guess.
Waste not, want not.
Well, there is one thing that could be said about these cannibals. They use every bit of the body.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. They're good at it.
They are very ecologically conscious.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore. They're not.
Now they are compost. See, yep. They're well, still see, giving,
they still
even
are
in
because
death.
They're going to be compost now.
Not by their own choice, though.
As their bodies create CO2 as they burn. Very ecological.
Is anybody
but think of all
bacon?
That potassium in the soil then afterwards. It's very helpful.
Directly connected to the compost. Prisoner pen is the butchery. And Jarwin, had the timing been a little different, I'll just tell you, these cannibals, they like to make you suffer by watching you, or making you watch them butcher somebody else.
Mm.
Well, you wait.
That's not very nice.
No. Those tables with red that I was talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what that was all about. So not a whole lot more of interest over there.
Let's go to the lighthouse. I'm thinking there's got to be some good loot in
there. We didn't do...
Do we want to do the watchtower first?
I want to do the watchtower and then the lighthouse.
Oh, I thought you guys had already cased that place.
No.
Is that one of those little things they bring to your front door? Knock on when you're watching football.
That's a good joke.
What's the letter on it? Tell me.
The letter is V.
And the number?
3 ass. And 4.
All right. V, 3,
4. Well, 34. We're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, you did only ask for the letter.
Okay. The V3 is a communal hut. It's the largest hut in the camp, whether my drawing depicts it or not. This is where the males have their own living space. You can tell because all the toilet seats are left up.
Go in there and we'll look around. Is there anything of value in here?
Yes, there's all kinds of drawings of the wall of naked women.
The ones
with
they
calendars
they don't get
check the days, you know.
No, he said of value.
No, there's really not. A few scraps of leather, you know, nothing major. Where to now, fellas?
V4.
V4 is the guard post. And you kind of already saw that there's typically at least two of those cannibals on site, unless they're currently dead. Sits 10 feet above the ground on thick stilts and grants an excellent view of the sea and the pathway leading up to the camp.
Is there still a gong, and how big is it?
It wasn't a gong, it was a triangle, and yes, it's still there. It's a bit rusty, a bit bent, but it's there for the taking.
All right, Tim, ring it, I dare you. That's what I was thinking.
I say don't ring it.
How big is it? Like normal, like dinner signal triangle?
10 by 10 by 10.
Yeah, not taking that. That's a big ass fucking triangle.
10 feet or 10 inches?
What do you think?
That's a pretty crucial difference.
I imagine 10 feet, and yeah, 10 that's foot. For communicating with ships.
Yeah, it sure is. It needs to stay here.
Inches.
Inches. That's what she said, inches.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, that's ours now.
You gonna take the triangle?
Yeah.
You gotta ring it before
it
you take it down.
Are you gonna take the clanger too?
Yeah.
You got ring
is
it.
Magic?
Yeah.
Come on, Tim. You can do it. Ring it.
Hey, you over there. Is it magic?
Are you casting detect magic?
He is.
Meta will cast.
Then why are
magic.
You asking?
Because I'm asking you if it's magic.
I'm not telling.
Well, Meta cast detect magic.
Meta cast detect magic.
Nope.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, I didn't think it was. It's just a triangle, but...
Yeah, but for it to survive this long and still be here, I would have assumed it would have been something special.
What are you going to do?
It is what it is. I like all magical right. instruments,
so,
you know?
The lighthouse?
Yes. This is what, like, a story and a half, it looks like, from the outside?
Ask me an easier question, will you?
I'm imagining...
What is your opinion on the economic situation of post-rebellion Russia?
Boy, that was a rough one, man. I got to say, the rough one.
If the moon were made of cheese, would you eat it?
Only if I had the crackers, Gromit. The crackers! Forgot the crackers, Gromit.
All right. It's about 3 stories, you know, so...
All right.
30 to 40 feet tall, somewhere.
Are there windows?
Pete, what am I going to do with you?
I'm going to head to the door. What is
Tim
the name of the guard's first cousin twice removed?
Yeah, up towards the top there are openings that you can see.
Artemis Nath and Tam will be approaching the door. I will motion to Jawan to bring the ever-burning torch up. Do we see anything? Is there a door, you know, on the lighthouse? Is it just open like the other? Everything else has been here?
Curtains?
Curtains.
Here.
Curtains. Okay. Foiled again.
And as you pass... Oh, Jawan just walked... Oh, I'm sorry. Nath just walked over the fire. Because Pete was controlling it.
Take 1 point of fire damage.
I thought he was immune because you were with us. Did he just dance right over the coals?
No, he just walked right through it and just kind of stood there for a second.
Ah.
So there's a window up there. You guys want me to go take a look?
Actually, I'm just going to open the curtain.
Well, Meta, we've been wandering around the camp for like 10 minutes and no one's come out. I got to imagine the place is empty.
What do we see inside?
We'll get there first. Yeah. Because what you're standing on right now is a loose configuration of driftwood and bamboo
on
the ground.
Yeah, we're next to a wall. There's the door.
Yeah, now. Whew.
Roll me a reflex save. Anybody that walked over that?
From opening it.
Is it against the trap?
Yes.
Did I get my check?
Yeah, go ahead. You roll it. Go ahead. It's not really a trap, but it could be in this case, is what I'm saying. I'll give you the bonus, is what I'm saying. I'm being generous.
25.
You're good.
Ready? So I point out the trap before we hit it.
Okay.
I will skirt said trap, negating the need for a reflex save.
Okay. It's technically not a trap. It's just not very well built. It is a covering of sorts.
You mean like a little bit of a pit?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Hey, Tam, grab that side.
All right. I grab that side.
Get ready. And 1, 2, 3, lift.
Okay, you're going to remove that.
What's in there? What's down there?
Darkness.
No.
I have an ever-burning torch.
And we have two people with dark vision.
Yeah. I cast magic missile on the darkness.
It doesn't work because you're not targeting something.
It appears to go down about 20 feet, and it appears to be cavernous.
Cavernous.
As in, like, it looks like the floor is 20 feet down, but there's a...
It's
like
not rot stone. This appears natural. But yeah, and it looks like it's about 20 feet down.
Okay, well, when you say cavernous, what I'm trying to picture is like... The wall. Like a well is just like a straight hole down, right? But yes. Cavernous, it's like you can see the floor 20 feet down, but the hole probably ends like going into a sewer, ends after like 10 feet, and then there's another 10 feet before it hits the floor. So like there's a tunnel or a room.
Does it look like a natural cave?
It appears to descend about 20 feet down, and it appears to be pretty open.
So you can't really see the walls in at least some of the parts. Okay.
You see floor.
All right.
Well, I would suggest
let's do that later.
Yeah, let's put a pen in this.
I'd take a pen out and drop it in there.
All right.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
I had to consult my other map to make sure what I was saying was true.
There's a pen in there now.
You do not see any walls.
I'm glad you noticed that, because that would have been quite a fall.
Yeah, that would have been rough.
It would have hurt.
So,
to the
lighthouse, to the doorway, I'll open the curtain.
All right.
What do we see?
This is the foyer to the lighthouse. It looks pretty empty, honestly. You see some stairs off to the right, but no real decorations.
Go ahead and begin to slowly move in and search the bottom floor looking for the stairs.
Right.
Tam will follow and check around the room for anything that might be of interest.
Point at the stairs and... Okay. Stairs are right there.
You see...
Thanks, Lev.
As you walk in, you see a door on your left. You see a door slightly to the right, directly in front of you. It's 15 feet in.
I will approach said door.
What? There's two doors.
The one directly ahead of me.
Tam will take the other one.
All right.
And Nath I'm going
to... stack up behind Tam.
I'm going to check mine for... is it locked? Is it...
I was just checking to make sure it was an actual door. Hang on.
Thank you. Yes. Is there a door there? Or is it a doorway?
Or was it a portcullis?
Dwarven door game.
I was thinking the same thing when I heard of two doors.
These are just more of the same curtains out of shells, I'm going to say.
All right. Pulling aside, preparing to strike.
Okay. And that was...
Sorry.
Going to the 15, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes. Right. Mark has V15. Sorry, okay. Artemis has V15. Tam is on V16 and doing the same thing.
Okay. Alrighty, this is what you see. It's a cluttered room. It's been decorated with all manner of relics and remnants taken from the wreck of the Thrun's Fang. There's the figurehead of the ship. It's in the north end of the room. It's kind of a centerpiece. And you almost get this sensation that it's meant to be like a temple.
Was that our ship?
No, the Thrunfang is the ship that all these cannibals came from originally.
Uh-huh. The Chilaxians. They're the ones that came on this ship. Remember in the little book meta? Yeah.
Does Artie have knowledge religion?
I don't, but I know that my friend Meta does, and I say, hey, come here, love, check this out.
Good call.
Remember we talked about that ship in the journal, the Thunfang? This looks like the figurehead he described.
What'd you get, Meta?
Meta got a 14 and turns to Jarwin and goes, hey, Jarwin, why don't you come take a look at this?
I don't know, 14 was enough. You know what it is.
Fancy.
It's a Asmodeus-shaped figurehead.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I knew your favorite.
Actually, this character doesn't have a problem with him.
I thought Mephistopheles was the one that you said fuck that guy to because you can't say his name.
there's just a...
Pete was just silent. It's like, fuck you, Neil.
Yeah,
fuck that guy.
I had a problem with him, but now I have a problem with you.
And I can say O'Neill just fine, fucker.
The whole time Pete's thinking in the back of his head, if Neil ever calls 911 for help.
Fuck that guy.
He lives in Decatur now.
So you're saying, Meta, that you think this is might be like they set up a temple to Asmodeus here?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Well, usually in temples, there are offerings, so I will begin to look for anything shiny or valuable.
It's not always the best idea to steal from a god. Just fuck putting that out there.
Fuck that guy.
Now you got Artie doing it.
That's a dangerous game.
Hang on.
I fought Caden Killeen. He's an accidental god. So if I have an accident,
there is a tremendous amount of clutter in this room. He's got knowledge history.
I do, but no one summoned me yet.
Darwin does.
I got a 10 on meta.
No, that's not going to get it. Sorry.
So a 30 knowledge history.
Are you over there, Jarwin?
Yeah. Okay. I'm in there. He asked me to come over and look, remember? And then you said, well, never mind. It's fine.
All right.
I still went.
All right. What you can figure out with that is that the vast majority of the items in this room date back to the earliest days of the House of Thrun when they ruled over Chelyax and were likely taken from one of several ships that sailed south to Sargava over 70 years ago in a failed attempt to reestablish control of the wayward colony here.
Hey, guys, and Meta, I think Tam would probably be interested in all this stuff because she likes all this history stuff, so I'm going to start gathering this up if it's okay with you guys.
No, don't do anything yet. Hey, I'm going to... Jarwin is just going to call over to Tam and say, hey, Tam, can you come check this out? You might be interested in all this stuff.
Hold on, let me see what I see in the room that I've been peeking in.
That's what I was going to say.
And that's why I said I was going to pick it up for her. But she's busy.
What Tam sees is a great room. This room...
As opposed to a good room.
Yeah.
We just got the good room.
Good, better, great. That's the way this
works.
Actually,
we got the bad room because it's evil.
This once was a storage room, you can tell, because you're awesome. It was kind of converted hastily into a bedroom of some sort, it would look like. There's a bed that's... The frame is just made out of driftwood. But there is a feather mattress on it, which is really pretty crazy for these guys. The remains of several meals, and the packaging from those meals looks just like the rations from the Genevieve. Go figure. Now what do you want to do, Tam? Ball's in your car.
Search the room. Specifically, I don't know if you're going to make me specify again, but the bed will get special interest, but the room in general as well.
Okay.
Nath will assist.
Going to roll a perception?
20. Okay. Higher if it's trapped.
Yep. Nope.
22.
All good. It appears as it is, a hastily made feather bed. Again, driftwood, the discards of iron rations, basically. That's it.
I would like to search the room for secret doors, and I'm using Sift, the spell.
Oh, what does that do for you?
Just a moment, and I'll read it. You examine an area at range as if you were searching for fine details with the perception skill. Make a perception check at a -5 modifier as normal for conditions. No penalty is applied for distance. Apply the result against the DC for any hidden features, such as secret doors, traps, or hidden treasure. You must be able to see the area you are attempting to search, and you only find details that can be perceived with sight or touch. Sift affects only objects and features, not actual creatures. And I rolled a 25.
All right.
with the minus 5 modifier.
Out of character, I guess. Why did you do that?
In case there's any secret doors.
Yeah, you can find those without a spell, man. Like, all you did was hamper yourself with a negative 5. Like, I'm just curious, like, what the reasoning behind that would have been.
Well, like, I wouldn't notice them.
I would think that, specifically Sift, the benefit of that is if you're looking from a distance, because it's a ranged spell, you don't take the distance negatives. You just take the flat negative 5. Whereas if you're in that room, there's no need for the negative 5 if you're not being hampered. You can.
I'd assumed it was like a trap finding thing, where like if you didn't have the opportunity to see a door unless you had trap finding, and this gave me the opportunity to do that. But
oh yeah, right, that makes a little more sense.
I also like the part about the hidden treasures. That was nice. That could be very handy.
Oh yeah, he didn't want to go in. He thought it might be trapped. That makes sense to me.
I don't know.
I mean, there's already two people in the room, so...
Yeah. Maybe it only triggers when three people are in the room.
I was thinking more like I said, if
you need
like
an
a
extra
door
pound to wait for that pressure plate.
Anybody can find a trap. Anybody can find a secret door. You don't need spells for it or special abilities. You just need to roll high enough.
Well, I thought it was cool. I don't care what Jason says. I thought it was pretty cool.
So, yeah.
Hopefully you find some magic treasure. In fact, if I was the GM, I would say you found some hidden treasure just because you used such a cool spell.
See? I thought so.
Wow. Meta will cast Detect Magic in the room that she's in.
Wait a minute. Let me resolve what Ronan was doing here, damn it.
No.
Sometimes.
Thanks for the resolution.
Ronan, you know for a fact that those ration wrappers, definitely the same as what you had on the Genevieve. You know for a fact that bed, that feather bed, was definitely made by cannibals because they suck. Well, now, anybody else want to do something?
Detect magic in the Asmodean room.
Okay, fair enough. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Nope, everything is mundane in here, sir, ma'am. But that's definitely, you know, you've got the. Can you picture it? It's a ship's figurehead, and it looks like Asmodeus. How weird is that?
It's really not that weird, but I would like to have Sam come over here before it gets destroyed.
Isn't Asmodeus a male?
It's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, usually figureheads are women. Cause,
that's what God, though.
Yeah. Or animals.
Yeah, no.
Or dolphins. Things that aren't actually real.
Yeah.
Like Asmodeus?
Maybe. Next.
I was thinking mermaids.
Meta, you want to swap out and there are come do Detect Magic in here?
Nath. I've seen them.
Sure. Yeah, I'll
Thank
come
you.
Take a look.
Don't let them kiss you. It's bad. It feels good, but it's bad. Turns out bad.
So Meta goes into the next room with the feather bed. And detects magic in that room.
Feather bed, detect magic. Nope.
The feathers are magical.
Only when you lay on them.
Oh.
They feel great.
I am not lying on that bed.
Unless you hit a
No way.
Were there wooden door frames or door posts?
Wooden door frames I will give you, yes. But doors, hinges, no. Still just the shell.
Didn't ask for those.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tam is going to go up to the entrance door frame. And she's going to carve a butterfly.
Okay.
Basically, and she's going to be carving butterflies until everybody's ready to move on.
Because Tam's bored?
No, because Tam is a follower of Desna, and Desna marks the locations, unexplored locations.
Good. Jarwin?
I'm still waiting for Tam to come in the temple room.
Oh, I went in.
When you're in there, I'd want you to, like, appraise this figurehead before I destroy it. See if it's worth salvaging or if I can just destroy it.
Jarwin, it's a ship's figurehead. How the hell are we going to carry it?
Well, hey, I was just asking.
Well, but look, this stuff here, like these papers and knick-knacks and stuff, it's what you look for, right? Because it's like historically significant. Don't you like to record stuff like that?
Somewhat. It's not of like major historical significance. The invasion of Sargava is well-known. It's not that old and it's pretty well-documented, but... The disappearance of this ship is, I guess, of some interest as an anecdote. I got a 13. Tam has a 13 on appraise for the figurehead.
13?
5 shillings.
Well, in the condition that it's in, being 70 years old or so.
I mean, technically it's an antique.
No, only takes 100 years for that. But it could have been in service 20 years or so, sure. It would definitely be vintage. Definitely vintage. That's only 50 years.
The nostalgia market.
You know, to a collector, it might be worth about 1,500 GP, but...
Holy Jesus.
You couldn't reuse this, necessarily, for another ship. It's kind of too rotten at this point.
I mentioned that
do with it as you will. I'm not carrying it.
I'm going to drag it out of the lighthouse.
Okay.
Are you capable of dragging it out?
I'm going to try.
I'm going to need a shit ton of strength checks.
How
if
big
somebody
is
would
it?
Like to help me.
Nath will attempt to help, but how big is it?
You got an ant hole, maybe?
Well, I mean, it can't be that big. It's in
it's just heavy.
Yeah. Well, I got a 20 on my strength check.
That's a pretty good strength check.
Ronan, while they're doing that, why don't we head upstairs?
Did anybody
sure,
give
let's
me
go
aid?
Upstairs.
I tried.
Tam's not going to help with this.
Nath attempted to assist Jarwin, seeing him struggling, but does not do so.
You hinder him, huh? All right.
Well,
I like
actually hinder me, but yeah.
Meta will not touch that blasphemous piece of shit.
I'm taking outside to destroy it. What do you think I'm doing?
So much for Meta. This character doesn't have a problem with Asmodeus.
I'll give you a hand.
Thanks.
John.
So that's a 22 strength check?
Yeah.
You guys are silly.
We can draw it.
All right. So you manage. It takes a little while, but you manage to drag it out into the courtyard, let's call it.
Watch out for the hole.
Yep.
Hell, just toss it down the hole.
Well, no, I want to abuse it thoroughly and try to break it into pieces and throw it in the sea.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Why?
Let's just throw it in the fire.
Conceivably consecrated to Asmodeus.
Good idea. We're going to just go put it in the fire with all of his dead worshippers.
That's probably better.
After lugging that out, you're probably more thinking, but the fire's way
I don't care.
There.
I'm still doing it.
There's a campfire.
Yeah.
There's
a campfire.
It's just smoldering. It's not really...
I
blaze.
I can change that.
At this point.
I look at the fire bard.
There you go. There you go. Well, you do you.
And you did say it was borderline rotting. So.
Yeah, so it'll burn real quick.
If you're going to do that, you might as well have just left it in the room. And then once we're ready to leave, do the whole place.
I'm not going
to
burn down the lighthouse.
We may want to use this
lighthouse.
We're
going to need this lighthouse.
You're crazy, Nath. Hey, Nath, stay with your snakes and your cloacas, okay? leave the smart people to doing the smart things.
Hopefully we will not need this lighthouse.
Yeah, but
as
we don't know.
Soon.
How do you think we're going to signal ships without the lighthouse?
We're going to have to do something there, buddy.
The big flaming lighthouse.
No,
Tim holds up the
that's
triangle.
Very small.
It's 10 feet.
It's 10 feet, look.
Clang, clang, clang.
Ka-dong, and the whole ground, everybody just vibrates for like 10 seconds.
It's a tsunami that takes out Sargava, and the whole adventure path is over.
How much experience do we get for a continent worth of people? All of a sudden, Tam is just like, you know, bulks up.
I mean, we're at least level 20 from that much XP, at least.
No.
Super Saiyan 1.
So once we finish dealing with this nasty bit of carving here.
History.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that part. We're going to go back in to the stairs. And I will ask Nath to come over with me, and I'll say, Tam, help me check these stairs to make sure that we don't have any loose steps or, you know, trip treads or anything like that.
All right.
Well, and you would have known that Meta and Ronan would have already gone up.
Tam would have taken any relevant or significant documents or other pieces of information and looked up and then realized that Meta and Ronan are gone and be like, all right, well, guess we go up.
I did not realize they had already been up.
I didn't know either.
We were all surprised.
Tam, did you want any of these knick-knack things?
She has taken anything of historical significance.
Okay.
Also anything that might help her pass off as a good captain, because she's still wearing the captain's clothes.
Nice.
I kind of forgot about that. All right, that would be what we call V16, I believe. Yes.
In a world filled with lighthouses with nothing in them.
This chamber is decorated with furniture taken from the Throne's Fang, most of which is in relatively poor shape. There's a dented footlocker along the east wall, and... let's see what else.
Manamana. Manamana.
Ba-da-ba.
Manamana.
Stop it! Instead of the
breathe faster.
Nope.
Are you done?
Nope.
Radio.
Ring. Ring. Ring.
This is the first recording session, guys. Come on.
No, no, I love these sorts of things because I got to look at everybody and just be like, this is how I feel when I GM. Just watch Brett's face.
See, but we can tell by looking at your face when you GM exactly how you feel.
It's just nice to see it on somebody else's face.
I understand book. That. Yeah.
Book. Book, 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 book.
So Ronan and Meta
did
head
you,
up.
Did you, by chance, over-medicate today?
No, I just didn't eat because I didn't have time.
Oh, okay. Ronan, Meta, what?
Went upstairs and?
And, yeah. It, this looks like a bedroom.
There was a footlocker.
But there's a footlocker. But instead of the feather bed that you found downstairs, you just see a grass mat. Nothing that.
Meta will call downstairs. Tam, Artemis, there's a footlocker for you to look at.
Oh, good. I could use some more shoes. These ones are getting kind of old.
Shoes?
Is it locked?
Footlocker? I need some of those sneakers.
Did you say knickers?
Sneakers.
Oh.
Tam will go up, and since Artemis is helping haul the figurehead, Tam will go up and check for traps.
Okay, roll me a perception for traps.
13.
You find
14.
No. Final answer?
Yes. Sorry, I just did bad math.
No traps.
I wouldn't call Nath bad. I mean, he is getting much better.
Tam will try to open it.
Yeah, that's my thinking music for today anyway. It is not trapped. It is not locked. Inside there's a little chest. Inside this dented footlocker. A small chest.
Detect magic?
No magic.
Look for traps.
Okay, roll it.
Same thing, because I can't roll.
I feel you. No traps. And it's not locked.
Tam tries to open it.
And there's a smaller chest.
Yeah. Nesting chests. Who would have thought?
It's like it must have come from Arisian.
No. What you see is some jingle money. Ooh, a whole bunch of jingle money. You have found, and once you take the time to count it all out, 180 GPs. And 4,200 silver pieces.
Excellent. Too bad there's not a market here to go spend that.
Is it Chillaxian money?
It is.
No, good. It's still an existing empire. It'll trade well.
And it's quite old. Might be able to get you a collector's item.
This is going to sound silly, but you probably want to appraise the money.
That's what I was thinking about. Oh, blimey, look at all the coins you found.
Nath got a 13 for appraise.
25 from Tam.
25? 13? Artie is in between somewhere, probably?
Yeah.
Okay. Tam realizes, this too is about 70 years old. And with a 25, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll bet you this was the payroll for the Thrun's Fang.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Kind of fun.
Are there any more stairs?
More stairs, you say? Yeah. There are, in fact, more stairs that go up.
Tam, Ronan, shall we?
We shall.
Why don't we get everyone, get the whole crew?
I just came out and saw the coins. I was quite fascinated. And then you told me that they were 70 years old and they were the pay from the ship. And I'm like, that's amazing. This has got to be the oldest theft on record.
Probably not.
I'm a Pathfinder. We've stolen much older things.
Yeah. This is not theft. This is inheritance.
This is reclamation. It was lost at sea, and we have now found it.
I'll call it, but we're looting.
It's
we're looting
salvage.
Pillaging.
Yes. It's salvage. Well, they're dead. They don't need it anymore. And they didn't use it anyway. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been in this damn chest.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Give it to the trees for more coconuts?
They could have capped their teeth.
This topic is really getting uncomfortable. Artemis, go up the stairs and see what's up there.
All right. Meta's getting very bossy.
Right, moving up the stairs. Moving along.
What do we see up at the top of the stairs?
This is the incomplete cap to the lighthouse. This is where the light belongs.
Are we talking polished mirror, firebox, lenses?
Well,
what are we talking about?
There's several blocks that haven't been put in place just yet, mortared in place just yet, you know, but they're laying around. There is a massive bronze reflector.
Ah.
And there's other, looks like gears, some kind of pulley system. Give me, anybody got knowledge engineering?
Is Jarwin even up there?
Yeah, Jarwin, you followed me back up. Because we were moving the figurehead, and we got done, we went upstairs.
All right. It's going to be a 30.
30?
He's so smart.
Wow.
I'm just well-versed. Training at the academy.
You not only realize, Jarwin, that there is everything here on site, in you know, on the same level. You don't even have to lug up anything up the stairs. There's everything you need to light this house. With a 30, you said?
Yarp.
It's going to take you, well, the right crew could get it done, get put everything in position, get it working 7 days.
So what about us?
So 14.
Yeah, well, for you, at least 14. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, the right crew can also build flying machines, and that would solve the problem in and of itself, so.
I'm not the right crew yet.
What was with the accent?
I don't know. It just came out. Sorry, that was Jarwin.
That's what she said.
He's talking about kind of funky. Wow.
You got hit in the head, messed with your voice.
Yeah.
So everybody's up there looking at all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm keeping a lookout for anything that might be flying above us.
Okay, so you're looking off into the ocean area or over the jungle?
Anything that kind of, you know, like where I might find a chupacabra coming from.
Oh, yeah.
So probably back towards the island.
It's been a little while, but yeah. We haven't forgotten the chupacabra, huh?
No, I'll never forget the chupacabra.
Didn't I give it 6 weeks?
Yeah, man.
The what?
I had you in my clutches, Ronan.
Ronan's still kind of nervous looking around. He's like...
Right about then, several bolts of lightning touch down near the shore.
Chupacabras?
I don't think so.
It's the Power Rangers.
I think you pissed off Asmodeus.
No, I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
Okay, I really want to know, actually, several bolts of lightning strike down?
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of odd, because, you know, it's the middle of the night. It's not really raining.
Which direction?
It's not 2 o'clock yet.
Tam goes downstairs away from the giant metal reflector.
That's a probably good idea.
Which direction was the light coming from?
From the sea towards the shore.
North, south, east, west?
Yeah.
That's north.
Thank you. I can't see the directional. Yeah, it was coming from the northwest.
Northwest lightning.
Does it repeat? It was
striking down somewhere over to your southwest.
Does it repeat?
No. But it was 4 or 5 bolts that it looked like to you.
Can all centered on the same place.
Spellcraft check, see if it's magical.
Go ahead.
AKA, see if it's a spell.
Tam yells from downstairs, I told you this island's really fucking weird at night.
I got an 18. Jarwin got an 18.
No, no good.
Nope.
What are we doing, a spellcraft check?
That was the attempt, yes.
I didn't roll well, sorry.
Ronan did.
I got a 26.
26 spellcraft on bolts of lightning.
Is it a spell?
Nope.
And he learns nothing.
Well, he learns it's not a spell. That's not nothing.
We were able to get a fix on where the lightning touched down at.
Yeah.
What about a knowledge nature?
A general area, yeah.
What about a knowledge nature check?
Yeah, can we do knowledge nature?
Or knowledge arcana or something?
Tam yells again, I bet it's not natural.
27. Is it natural for meta?
It's not magical, and of course it's natural. It's lightning.
Yes, but is nature the check that we're asking for?
There is no check.
Okay, then I just wasted.
By all means, keep going.
You just wasted a natural 20 then. No big deal.
Meta,
you only have 6 more today.
Yeah,
Meta hollers down to Tam. I believe it's natural.
Okay.
Yeah, you thought Cheryl's hair color was natural too, Meta.
It might be.
It's
Maybelline.
Not my fault. It was in a jar.
I'll look at Jarwin and I said, Cheryl.
Yeah,
you didn't tell me about it, Cheryl.
I don't know a Cheryl.
Who's Cheryl?
I have no idea. I don't know a Cheryl. Must be somebody they know.
Quite
Meta's gonna head downstairs.
Head downstairs.
Well, I was going to try to show you guys how to work this stuff over here, but if we're going downstairs, I guess we're going downstairs.
Yeah, because we have to see what's in that cabin.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair.
And we don't want something coming up out of the cabin and coming up behind us.
Well, that being said, there's also, how far away did it look like those lightning bolts hit?
Like a day's walk, 5-minute walk.
You know, they came down from different points out over the sea, but seemed to strike down in one location, generally speaking. Distance is kind of tricky with lightning, you know? It's so fast, you know?
Was there anything that happened to where it struck out in the ocean, or did it just look like
lightning? No, it looks like they all struck down on land to the south.
Oh, on land?
Yes.
I'm totally missing
that. They came out of the sky from the sea.
Oh. So we didn't even see where it hit then?
No, you really can't.
Okay, so... Oh.
Jungle in your way.
I guess that's a complete dead end since we don't even know. We have no way to investigate that. So,
Pretty much.
Well, after we get done here, we could always go to the south and look for the big burn patch in the jungle.
Oh, that would take us into the ocean.
No, he said it hit the island.
It came from the northwest and struck the island south of us.
Yeah. So we just have to look for the
big
burn patch.
Aren't we at the south part of the island?
Yes, but we're actually facing north where the lighthouse is. Because the island like hooks like a fish hook, and then there's a little piece of land where the lighthouse is.
I've got a big picture on the side of the refrigerator right there. Shows us. If you want to, you know, point where we are and where the lightning hit.
Yeah, according to the map, we're at V. So there's like a quarter, not even a quarter mile of island to our south. So
it's a lot closer than we thought.
It's closer than you thought, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just kind of presumed it didn't land over there because, no, we're down there. Because Britt was pretty insistent that we had no way of knowing, like, any idea of how far away it could be. But if there's only, like, a quarter mile of distance, it would tell us, like, okay, it's within a quarter mile.
Theoretically.
And a few seconds after that happened, you hear the what sounds like thunder.
Oh, golly gee, I forgot. 1,000, 2,000. How far away is the storm?
Well, if it struck that close to us and then the thunder took that long...
We're very confused.
Don't forget to carry the one.
So, do we want to try and investigate whatever might have hit there, or do we just want to go into the hole?
Well, since it's already dark, I say we go into the hole. Instead of running off and leaving something potentially dangerous behind us, like that.
Would it not be better to take a nap and then go in the hole?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Meta on this one.
Well, I don't think anybody's hurt.
Yeah, I'm fine.
We're sort of out of resources.
No, not completely. Just
one spell left, Meta.
I still have level 0 spells, damn it.
And all of your channels.
All 4 of them.
I still have healing and songs, but...
Well, if we really feel like we need to take a rest, I don't have to learn any spells. Tam doesn't have to learn any spells. Nath doesn't have to learn any spells. So we could actually take watch, because I don't want something crawling up out of this bleeding hole while we're all nappy.
How are you doing, Ronan?
I could probably use a little rest.
I will need to meditate.
All right, Tam and I don't need to learn spells or meditate.
Out of character question. Are you going to let us regain spells twice in a single day?
Twice in a single day? Has it been just a single day?
Yeah, we got spells back at like 2 a.m.
And then went over and fought these cannibals.
And it's been like 2 hours, if that.
I lost track of
time. In gameplay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the answer would be no.
So, here's where I'm at. Maybe anything that's going to come in on a huge bolt of lightning, it's probably best if we don't encounter it right now.
Well, that's kind of fair.
Maybe just quietly check out that hole, see if we can use stealth instead of physical prowess?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
I could. Tam can go first.
Wait a minute, Tam.
I'll go first. Well, I don't have a problem with
you
that.
You, unfortunately, have the same problem that I have. We don't see so well in the dark.
Would it not be better for me to go first?
No.
No, I'm thinking the frog, i.e. that can climb really well and can see in the dark, right? Ronan?
Yeah, let me just take a peek around down there and see if there's anything dangerous.
Let me counter proposal. One, climbing's not really going to help because, you know, you can't climb through midair. Ronan and I can both...
But Nath has all that rope, Tam. Did you forget?
Ronan and I can go down without the rope, without having to worry about hurting ourselves. Ronan, however, is not really as skilled as I am with hand-to-hand combatants, so if something gets right up in his face, he's going to be in real bad trouble. And the lighting is a problem unless somebody's simply standing over the hole with a light, which will shine around me.
Or we could drop the ever-burning torch into the hole first.
Yes, but that would leave you guys without.
I believe I have one, too.
Also get down the hole without injuring myself?
Yeah, and then what are you going to do if you're attacked, Meta?
Just I'm going to scream.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we do anything, give me the pythons and spikes, or the pythons and hammer out of your backpack, Tam.
All right. Well, here's the pythons.
You said that hole goes down how far?
20 feet.
You know, I can, you know, be inverted. I could go down and just look, at least.
That's what I was saying, the old frog on the string trick.
The floor is 20 feet down. The hole itself doesn't go down that far. You know, Ronan, why don't we just go down together?
Okay. Then we'll do it.
I'll go down first, and then you can go down after on the ceiling or whatever.
Okay,
like directly after. That way,
You guys have a plan figured out then?
Anybody disagree?
If we're going to do it that way, I'm just going to drop in.
You should stay ranged. Stay climb. Use your fucking climb skill. Or climb speed. You have one. This is a perfect fucking time to use it. Use it.
I can also glide. I just...
You're not understanding what I'm saying. You can stay in ranged away from people because you're fucking on the ceiling climbing.
As opposed to landing in the middle with the light around you and get attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Nath begins uncoiling rope.
This is like the perfect time to use your character's special ability.
Artemis points at his eyes and points at Nath and gives him a thumbs up.
But anyways, we should end the episode because the time was over a long time ago.
I've been looking for a break to shut you all up.
So, yeah.
Find out what's down the hole next time on Shield Bash.
I think that's the plan. Ronan and Tam go down and then see what happens, and then everybody follows after.
All right.
Carefully, unless, you know, all shit breaks loose.
If you're going down, I'm going down too.
So next episode, find out what's in Tam's hole.
Damn.
Wow.
That's mean.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at Farmageddon137.com, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.